Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is December the 10th and our Bible reading portion is from 2 Timothy chapters 1 to 4. The Bible is our spiritual GPS to navigate through life. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17 like this. The words of Apostle Paul: all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The above passage affirms that the Bible is the ultimate authority for Christian faith and practice. It is crucial to interpret the Bible in light of its overall context, and we can distill six important truth statements concerning the Bible. 1. The entire Bible is inspired by God. God is the source and ultimate author of the Bible. Although the Bible has been written by 40 different human authors over a combined period of 1500 years, yet it has a full weight of God's authority. The words in the Bible are God-breathed, verbally inspired, infallible, and originates from God Himself. The human authors of the Bible did not give their own private interpretation of things, but wrote the message which was given to them by God. 2. The Bible is useful to establish doctrine. For doctrine means to cause others to understand God's truth. The Bible sets forth the wisdom from the mind of God and is the only standard of God's truth for us to teach and follow. 3. The Bible is useful for getting reproofs. For reproof means to tell what is wrong. Reproof is conviction. As we read the Bible, it speaks to us pointedly concerning those things in our lives which are displeasing to God. It helps us to refute error and respond to Satan's temptation. 4. The Bible is useful for getting corrections. For correction means to tell how to set something straight. The Bible not only points out what is wrong, but sets forth the way in which it can be made right. 5. The Bible is useful for getting righteous instructions. For instruction in righteousness means to tell one how to live right before God. Instruction refers to the process of training a child and guiding the ways of right living that God's truth reveals. The Bible teaches us to live godly lives as it details the things which go about to make up a godly life. 6. Finally, the Bible will equip us for every good work. God's inspired word, properly used and applied, provides all we need for life and ministry. In God's word, God's servants have all that is essential to fulfill their ministry. David C. McClassen, one of the writers for the Daily Bread devotional, has made an interesting observation as he described the Bible as a spiritual GPS for our journey through life. Doctrine tells us which road to travel. Reproof tells us when we are off the road. Correction tells us how to get back on the road. Instruction in righteousness tells us how to stay on God's path for us through life. To stay on course, we need to trust the compass of God's word. The mistakes and choices that detour us from our set path should be corrected before it is too late. If we have drifted off course, there is no better time than now to listen to God's voice and return to the path in order to run with endurance the race that is set before us. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. This is how Lenski has described the Bible in his classic book, Epistles. And we close with this quotation. The scripture is thus absolutely incomparable. No other book, library, or anything in this world is able to make a lost sinner wise for salvation. No other scripture, since it lacks inspiration of God, whatever profit it may otherwise afford, is profitable for these ends, teaching us the true saving facts, refuting the lies and delusions that deny these facts, restoring the sinner or fallen Christian to an upright position, educating, training, disciplining one in genuine righteousness.